With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. The California wine industry has been impacted by smoke from fires multiple times in the past 5 years. The industry is making efforts to identify arrangements of how to handle these disasters in the future. Glenn Proctor is with the wine and grape brokerage Asciotti Company and is a grower himself. He says he understands where growers are coming from.
So last year, you know, there was this, okay, if you have any smoke, even at the lowest levels that you can detect, some wineries rejected based on that. And from a grower perspective, it's like, well, you can't just say any amount is rejectable. There's a gradation there. What is appropriate? So hopefully we can work with defining some of these ranges and as we go forward.
Proctor says the industry is trying to define these acceptable ranges and protocols that are both fair and equitable on all sides.
You know, I've got a contract with a winery and it should be a contract and commitment to buy the grapes, not if there's a smoke event, now it's just an option to buy, right? So at some point, it can't be, oh, we've had a small fire 30 miles away. Now your contract's in question until we do all this. So there's a commitment by the buyer that needs to be structured there. So it can't just be an option where you can walk away.
While we all hope the worst of the fires is behind us, taking proactive measures in this area is important for the future of the industry. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Tim Hammerich with California Ag Today.